This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Hello, Jan Vermeulen. How are you?
Good evening, Cathy Kayla. I'm well. How are you? It's great to chat to you again.
It's always wonderful to speak to you, and I really do enjoy your site. So let's talk about DSTV. A DSTV pirate has been slapped with a 7-year jail sentence. How are you a pirate of DSTV? I mean, is DSTV still going?
It seems like an IPTV provider, essentially. But what this person did was they sold Android TV boxes that let you access content that was otherwise only available on DSTV. So you can imagine, say, like a super sports stream without actually directly paying multi-choice to access it or something like to that effect. And yeah, this person actually received a criminal sentence, 7-year jail sentence, suspended for 5 years. So at least they're not going to jail, but still ending up with a criminal record over piracy, which is pretty hectic.
It is. What happened to his customers who he sold the box to? Is there any sanction for them?
No. So no mention of the customers, but also no mention of the customers being made whole either. I expect these boxes weren't particularly expensive, but hopefully there wasn't a person out there who it was their last 1,500 rand or whatever you sold them for.
You
can imagine that your average Joe might think, oh, this is just a great new product. Let me buy it, not knowing that they're actually buying something that's illegal.
Yeah, let's talk about Eskom Sepush. It's an app that many of us use numerous times a day, depending on when load shedding is going to be, because we never really know. We keep changing levels,
Right. I think everybody's come to rely on Eskom Sepush when Eskom's schedules, their timetables became so complicated.
Yeah.
But yes, just a shocking story on Carte Blanche on the weekend, and something I think parents should really take note of, that apps like Eskom Sepush that include a location-based way to find people near you to chat to.
Yes, true.
It's called Ask My Street, but Telegram has a similar feature that you can opt in for. In both cases, you have to opt in for the feature, right? It's not on by default, but on those functions, finding people nearby you to chat, there's a lot of drug trafficking happening. And what Carte Blanche's investigation revealed, they spoke to a Centurion business owner, a person who's, in fact, it looks like their business is just here up the road from where I am right now. This person had for 2 years, so all throughout the COVID pandemic, had been sort of putting together this operation, gathering evidence, working with the police to eventually crack down on on this syndicate. Because what happens is these drug pushers get children, 13 years and younger, preferably under the age of 12, because the police then don't have to, or the police can't arrest them by law, or at least they can arrest them, but they can't be prosecuted, these children. And so they use these children as mules. And on top of that, there's these horrifying stories in the Carte Blanche segment of how these children are pulled into the illicit trade, and they are subjugated, through sexual abuse, or some other kind of violence. To make sure that they're in line. And then on top of that, they are made dependent on the drugs. And so, they get these kids to take the drugs, and then they've hooked them for life. And, then get them to push or at least mule the drugs on their behalf, as a way to pay for the drugs that they themselves need, in addition to the sex trafficking. It was really a horrifying story.
I wonder how they're doing this, Jan. I mean, if I look at the My Street on my app at the moment, it says looking for a couch. Is anyone selling?
Right.
Hello, people. Best Hubbly flavors that you can recommend. Another one saying, anyone know how to flash an iPhone? You might want to get onto that one, Jan.
flashing an iPhone is dangerous territory already. What they do is they use emojis and other code to push the stuff now, because the guys have been, the ESCOM's, the push guys have obviously been notified all throughout the investigation about, you know, how these guys are using the app to do it. And so they've been systematically making their system better at automatically detecting those kinds of posts, banning users who make them, and handing the information over to police, as the police requests it. Obviously, you know, they've got poppy requirements that they need to live up to. But yeah, it's through code words and emojis, so that us normies can unless we know what to look for, might not even realize that they're busy selling drugs.
Normies, have you been watching Wednesday on Netflix?
I have.
I thought so. Jan Vermeulen, that is where we leave it. Thank you so much for your time, and we will catch up with you. Well, certainly Robin Smukler will next week.